Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:11, yes, we've reached Friday afternoon. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. Ready for a weekend?
Yes, I am.
That's the voice of Austin Price. You're going to be hearing from him a lot today. Simply because we're going to throw him in the fire and making sure he covers this weather for us, which he will.
Right. But, as always.
Coming up in 3 minutes or so, we'll talk about the local weather, as well as trend into the weekend weather situation. You're going to like it. So don't sweat that one. But I will tell you this. We have a lot of information to share with you today. Let's start with three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, we're not going to be talking about much tropical weather because there's really nothing to talk about here. Is confirming just before coming on air minutes ago, speaking to the folks at the National Hurricane Center, they have downgraded tropical development chances in the Gulf now at a 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. Parts of the Gulf Coast could experience localized flash flooding through tonight. Expect weekend pop-up showers. Not a washout by any means or a reason to cancel those outdoor plans.
Absolutely not. And Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's ready to leave former PPD Chief Eric Randall's resignation where it stands, confirming all the controversy will stop and the operations of the city will move forward. Some residents say the mayor's explanation is not enough, with some even threatening to vote him out of office.
You know, I understand frustration's kind of running here, but you know, the mayor has a city to run. He's ready to move forward and get things heading in a future direction. Here's your third story this afternoon. 2 weeks and counting. Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday will be held August 1st through August 31st. And I bet you thought this wasn't going to happen because it's been delayed.
Yeah.
And what they've done, it's usually a two-week period for this event. They've extended it the whole month, so that's the redeemable factor on that story. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying that dreaded sales tax.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Crestview man was arrested by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Multi-Agency Drug Task Force after a narcotics search warrant was executed at his home. During the search, deputies seized meth, fentanyl, cocaine, firearm, among other things. 39-year-old Javaris Dawsey now faces multiple charges for the discovery.
You know, it was kind of a mood topic until I contacted the folks over in Fairhope this morning because they had a very special event happen on Wednesday. If you were in Fairhope on Wednesday morning, you woke up to a Jubilee surprise. You know what a Jubilee is? Mm. It's when all the fish and everything go and they basically go on shore. I mean,
I've heard of the term Jubilee.
Just,
yeah,
not just a few. We're talking a massive amount here. Reports of the Jubilee happened just south of the Fairhope Pier. By the way, if you don't know what a Jubilee is, it's a natural event where marine life driven up on the shore by a combination of environmental conditions. Now, here's the interesting fact about this. The eastern shore on Mobile Bay is only one of two places in the world where Jubilees are known to occur. Other? Japan.
Really?
Yep. That's it.
All right.
I wish I were over there Wednesday morning to see that. I'm sure that was a blast.
Absolutely. And lastly here very quickly before your traffic and weather, FHP says that they are investigating a crash that closed Scenic Highway. It happened at Pelican Lane very early this morning. Troopers say a 28-year-old man ran off the road and hit a utility pole. The crash knocked power lines down onto the road, but of course Scenic has since reopened, and as of earlier today, there's no word on injuries.
You know, I was surprised we didn't hear more about that Jubilee. It caught me off guard, but there you go. It was a big event there. Okay, 4:15, Austin Price, as promised, looking at the weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Yeah, let's see what we got here. All right, so we do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we also seem to have some backups. This is near downtown Pensacola. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound on Garden Street towards Barrancas. No accident or anything, but nonetheless, where those two roads meet, we do have some problems there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, that's giving us problems, but that is not unusual in the slightest. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 79 tonight. This weekend's going to have some rainfall chances lingering, and the highs are going to creep back up. Saturday is currently sitting at 91. Sunday's is going to be 93.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, amid criticism from Democrats over the recent tour of alligator Alcatraz, ICE agents say conditions at the detention facilities are not as bad as the detractors are making them out to be. Mm. All right, here's the latest.
We don't have cages in the detention center. We have bunks, we have beds, warm showers, and there's tablets in each individual dorm. I don't refer to them as jails, I just, they're dorms, they're dormitories.
Yeah, just to give you a bit more insight on this, it has become a big push in Washington, D.C. to shut down the facility, and they're calling it the No Cages in the Everglades Act. They're concerned about the impact the detention center will have on the Everglades as well, dubbing it the crown jewel of Florida, and it sustains agriculture, provides drinking water, and supports fisheries, property values, and tourism.
Okay, we haven't spoken about this in a while. Accused FSU gunman Phoenix Eichner's trial date's been set.
Ooh.
I was following this. I was just going over my notes here and tapped into it. Leon County Judge Lance Neff announcing jury selection for the case will begin November 3rd. Eichner is accused, of course, of killing two and injuring others during that April shooting on the Knowles campus. He's currently facing 9 charges, 2 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted first-degree murder.
And the Tampa metro area added 15,500 private sector jobs over the year in June, ranking 3rd among Florida's metro areas for job growth. Education and health services led the gains, contributing 6,300 new positions. The area's unemployment rate rose to 4%, up from 3.6% a year ago. Tampa's labor force also shrank slightly, down 0.3% over the year.
This is a sad story. A Florida woman has been scammed out of $15,000 by somebody using AI to clone her daughter's voice. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about this type of crime. Gary Baumgarten has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Sharon Brightwell jumped into action after receiving the tearful call from someone who she was certain was her daughter, saying she was in big trouble for hitting a pregnant woman while texting and driving. Brightwell, convinced the call was authentic, paid attention when a man took over the call, claiming to be her daughter's attorney, saying he needed the money to post the daughter's bond. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Florida senators are behind an effort to get tax relief for those with flood insurance. Senators Rick Scott and Ashley Moody introduced the Food Insurance Relief Act yesterday. It calls for a non-refundable tax deduction on flood insurance premiums paid through the National Flood Insurance Program or through private insurers. Moody says it's a critical solution that will directly benefit Floridians. Scott, meanwhile, says the bill offers a practical way to directly ease the financial burden of flood insurance for families.
You know, it might have been something your mama told you about when you were young, about having a cut or something. Don't go in the water if you got an infection and, you know, something
on your body. Get in it.
Something like that.
Muddy it up.
Well, it's playing out here. Moms always know best, by the way. Type of flesh-eating bacteria proving deadly here in Florida. Tom Rigotti has this report.
4 people have died out of the 11 total who have contracted the Vibrio vulnificus bacteria in Florida so far this year. The bacteria is found in coastal waters, typically warm, brackish seawater. It can enter open wounds when people are swimming. Although infections are rare, Vibrio vulnificus can cause an illness called vibriosis, often marked by vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain, as well as potentially severe skin infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 1 in 5 people die from the infection, sometimes within a day or two of illness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Attorney General James Uthmeyer proposing to allow out-of-state government lawyers to practice in Florida for up to 3 years without taking the bar. He's proposing this due to staffing shortages in his office. The Florida Bar's Rules Committee has opposed this plan, which excludes public defenders and raises concerns about undermining the vetting process for lawyers. Knocking on the door at 4:20 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. and then we'll see you Sunday.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the decision by the UK to reduce the voting age to 16 and all of the questions around what the voting age should be. CBS decides to cancel Stephen Colbert and the Late Show project itself. We're getting more information about the recycling program in the city of Pensacola. We checked in with our farm friend Ryan Jenkins. And why does Brother Andrew celebrate the Steve Miller Band in the Transgressors Memorial Service? You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
White House officials touting President Trump's success with the economy. He even called it a genius, and they named it after him. He was on a roll today. I'm talking about President Trump here. Edward Lawrence reporting for the White House this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
The White House is trying to change the narrative that tariffs could be a price increase. The White House press secretary listed off a number of these numbers related to inflation, related to retail sales. And this was followed up on Fox Business by the deputy treasury secretary.
When Biden was in office, they tried to tell you how great the economy was. Now that Trump is in office, they're trying to tell you how bad the economy was. But the American people know the world and the lives that they are leading.
He also points to consumer confidence out today, rising from last month, now at 61.8. Meeting expectations. When accounting for inflation, real wages increased 0.5% from January to June of this year. That's just in 6 months.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are definitely watching your money today. Sure are. Stocks ending mixed. And Lauren Kattner has the story.
President Trump signing the Genius Act into law Friday. The landmark crypto legislation provides a framework for regulating stablecoins in the U.S. The president vowing to make the United States the world's crypto leader. Fashion startup entrepreneur charged with defrauding investors out of more than $300 million. Christine Hunziker is accused of forging documents and providing false statements involving the clothing technology companies Castle Inc. and P180. Wall Street ending the week on a mixed note. The Dow ending down 142 points, S&P 500 down almost a point, NASDAQ finishing up 10 points. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Back in, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, here I go again. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and some backups on Garden Street, traveling eastbound towards Barrancas. Be on the lookout for that. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Got some rainfall chances over the course of your weekend, but highs will be creeping back up.
Yeah, I want to close out this whole threat from Invest 93L. It's all gone. It's faded. But flood warnings are still in place. Bane Froney is over in Biloxi with more.
It was kind of going back and forth whether or not we were going to see this turn into possibly a tropical depression. But, you know, it ended up really just hugging the coast, and that rotation was very broad. So we just ended up not really seeing that formulate. But, you know, it still brought a ton of rainfall. Again, we could still see a little bit more trying to pop up. A lot of these communities along the coast, they were getting prepared for that invest to come in and just drop a lot of rainfall. Thankfully, didn't see a ton of it, but it was a great way to get prepared, especially as we start to get into the thick of hurricane season. These communities want that to be at the forefront of their residents' minds.
And Illinois Senator Dick Durbin alleges that FBI personnel were instructed to flag any mention of President Trump in the Epstein files. According to the Democratic senator, he received information that AG Pam Bondi pressured approximately 1,000 agents to comb through documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's case. Durbin made the claims in three letters sent to Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, seeking more information about the administration's handling of the files.
427 News Radio 92.3, thank you so much for having us on today. I do appreciate it. Go ahead, get out of there in that office and go home and get ready for the weekend. It's going to be a good one. Summer camps around the country are updating safety protocols following the Texas floods wiping out summer camps in that area. Asher Red is in a summer camp. He's in right there on the Tennessee-Kentucky border. He's at a summer camp up there. And speaking about those new guidelines.
Most of the new safety plans here focus on keeping an open line of communication among the counselors 24/7. Camp director Roger Dunn says flooding isn't the biggest concern at his camp since cabins are on high ground, but tornadoes and straight line winds can still take down trees and damage buildings. The warning sirens are too far away to help because camp staff can't hear them. So Dunn is training counselors to monitor severe weather more accurately and to use newly added walkie-talkies to stay in touch. The American Camp Association recommends camps review their safety protocols once a year, and if parents have questions, just ask. And the ACA says now is the time for camps to act, and that they should use the off-season when kids are in school to make any other major adjustments they need to their safety plan.
And the top Democrat in the House will still not endorse socialist Zohran Mamdani in the New York City mayor's race. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Mamdani had a meeting Friday for the first time since Mamdani won the city's primary. Jeffries put out a statement afterwards saying that their sit-down was constructive, but he did not formally endorse his fellow New Yorker. Moderate Democrats are struggling whether to get behind Mamdani, citing his past criticisms of Israel and his progressive views on policing.
Something went terribly wrong in Los Angeles today. At least three deputies have died after an explosion at a L.A. County training facility. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
Sources tell Fox News L.A. Sheriff's deputies were moving ordinances at a training facility when an accident occurred, killing three deputies. At least one other person was reportedly injured. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says this horrific incident was in Monterey Park, noting fire officials, the LAPD bomb squad, and investigators with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are assisting. L.A. County Board of Supervisors Chair Catherine Barger saying in a statement, "My heart is heavy and my thoughts are with the brave men and women of the Sheriff's Department during this difficult time. We stand with them and their families as they navigate the hours and days ahead." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is defending renovation costs for two of its buildings. Powell issued a letter to the Office of Management and Budget explaining that both buildings, which were constructed back in the 1930s, needed significant structural repairs and other updates to make the building safe, healthy, and effective places to work.
Well, let's talk about a building rebuild here. This is
going to be talking about construction.
Oh, my goodness. President Trump is looking to restore Alcatraz. No, not alligator Alcatraz, guys. Come on.
The real one
out in San Francisco. Attorney General Pam Bondi behind it, saying it could become a modern high-security federal detention center. David Spott has more from Sausalito, California.
One senior administration official told me yesterday that rehabbing Alcatraz could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But for the real estate-minded president of the United States, this may be a challenge that he wants to take on. We joined Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday for an exclusive tour of Alcatraz, better known as The Rock. They were on a fact-finding mission to report back to the Oval Office. Now, this island first held military prisoners in the 1850s, but became the infamous Alcatraz effort to open in 1934. Probably its most famous resident, mobster Al Capone, also Machine Gun Kelly. It closed in 1963. It opened as a national park about 10 years later.
Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk some sports here. Come on back with us. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. I'm Tom.
93 sheriff's deputies are dead after an accidental explosion at a Los Angeles Sheriff's Department training site this morning. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says the tragedy has stricken his department.
I have met with two of the three families thus far, and as you can imagine, those were extremely challenging conversations.
The explosion apparently happened as the sheriff's deputies were moving explosives to the training site. President Trump has signed first-of-its-kind legislation regulating cryptocurrency.
The Bipartisan Genius Act institutes consumer protections for stable coins, a digital asset tied to the U.S. dollar and considered less volatile than other cryptocurrency. President Trump was joined by lawmakers and crypto industry leaders during the bill signing here.
That's Fox's Jared Halperin at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends and neighbors downtown for this month's Gallery Night. This time, it's swinging into the arts. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more info. The Roaring in Pink fundraiser and social event is Saturday at Culinary Productions on Wright Street. Fun, food, wine, and inspiration, with proceeds benefiting cancer research and support. See Roar Performing Arts on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center has downgraded tropical development chances in the Gulf. There is now a 0% chance of tropical activity over the next 7 days. Parts of the Gulf Coast could experience localized flash flooding through tonight. Expect weekend pop-up showers as well. Not a washout by any means or a reason to cancel outdoor plans, though.
Okay, here's your second story. And, you know, it's not hearing frustration in the mayor's voice. It's hearing a definitive position. Mayor Reeves says he is ready to leave former PPD Chief Eric Randall's resignation where it stands, confirming all of the controversy is going to stop and the operations of the city will move forward. Some residents say the mayor's explanation, not enough, even threatening to vote him out of office.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Short fuse.
And in 2 weeks, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday will be held from August 1st through August 31st. You get a month of this action. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying sales tax.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, part of downtown Pensacola will close temporarily starting on Monday. A portion of Government Street right there in front of the Corrine Jones Park is going to be closed. The closure is to update the water service in the area. An alternate route is in place. Motorists will be detoured to Club Street and they can use Coil Street around the work zone. The construction should be completed by next Thursday. That's July 24th.
And Pensacola has been recognized by LinkedIn as one of the fastest-growing metro areas in the U.S., ranking 25th on the site's Cities on the Rise list. The site used its own data to compile the list and says it's based on increases in hiring, job creation, and professional migration. Pensacola is the only city in Florida to make the list.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A change atop the NFL Players Association. I'm Jared Max. Late Thursday night, Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned from his post effective immediately as executive director of the NFL Players Association. He led the union for 2 years. The 59-year-old has been wrapped up in recent controversies regarding professional allegiance, potential conflict of interest, secrecy. Howell was not pushed out of the job reportedly. In part, he stated, "Our members deserve a union that will fight relentlessly for their health, safety, financial futures, and long-term well-being. It's clear that my leadership has become a distraction to the important work the NFLPA advances every day. In the coming days and weeks, the NFL Players Association Board will meet to determine its next steps." Lloyd Howell was on the job for 2 years after Damaris Smith led the Players Association from 2009 to 2023. Before Smith, it was Gene Upshaw. Wide receiver Mike Williams shocked the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday when he announced his retirement at age 30. Williams had played 7 seasons with the Chargers before he got released ahead of last season and went on to play for the Jets and then the Steelers. Williams had a pair of 1,000-yard receiving seasons early in his Chargers career. Recently, he had been placed on the physically unable to perform list because of an undisclosed injury. Pittsburgh Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt agreed to a 3-year contract extension worth $123 million. At $41 million per season, Watt becomes the NFL's highest-paid non-quarterback. NBA Damian Lillard going back to the Portland Trailblazers, the team he spent his first 11 NBA seasons with. Waived by the Bucks after 2 years in Milwaukee, Lillard returns to Portland, where with combined salaries from the Blazers and Bucks, he'll earn $70 million next season. It's Friday, which means the Major League Baseball All-Star break ends. All 30 teams scheduled to play. One game this afternoon in Chicago between the Cubs and Red Sox. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former Penn State Athletics Vice President Sandy Barber going to lead the Utah State Aggies Athletic Department on an interim basis beginning Monday. The school described her as one of the nation's most respected college ADs. Barber has more than 40 years of experience as both a coach and administrator, holding leadership positions at various colleges. Utah State, meanwhile, is getting ready to move to the revamped Pac-12 conference next year.
437 News Radio 92.3, 23 away from 5. Yeah, the weekend's just about here. Go ahead and smile. Fox Sports announcing a new partnership with Barstool Sports that will feature Barstool personalities on a show called Big Noon Kickoff. Here's Dave Portnoy.
We've never partnered with a network as big, as many resources, as much talent as Fox Sports that is invested in us. Like, this is a deal where I'm very comfortable. They're as excited about it as we are. So, the sky's the limit. We're super excited. The entire company is, and we can't wait to see what happens with it.
All right, and also here on the sports scene, the WNBA All-Star Game is tomorrow night, and Glorilla is set to take over the halftime show. She'll be performing at Indianapolis's Gainbridge Fieldhouse as Team Clark takes on Team Collier. Indiana Fever star guard Caitlin Clark will sit out the game as well as tonight's three-point contest due to injury. She's missed 11 of the Fever's 24 games so far this season.
Austin, we're receiving word this afternoon, if you don't mind. News story just coming in, 6204.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver has now been designated to serve some jail time. We've heard a bit of this about Rashee Rice. We've been following this role. This happened last year. Joe Morgan has more on the story.
Rashee Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years of deferred probation for his role in a car crash that left multiple people injured on a Dallas highway last year. Rice can serve the jail time at any point during his probation. Rice pled guilty to 2 third-degree felony charges of collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. The Dallas County District Attorney's Office said Rice was driving a Lamborghini SUV at 119 miles per hour before striking other vehicles, and the whiteout failed to check on the welfare of the victims and fled on foot. In a statement, Rice said in part, quote, "I am profoundly sorry for the physical damages to person and property. I fully apologize for the harm I caused to innocent drivers and their families." Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Sorry, WNBA. I know the WNBA had hopes that their three-point contest and the All-Star game would do some big numbers, but Caitlin Clark re-pulled her groin in Boston in a game earlier this week, and now she is out for WNBA All-Star weekend. Maybe there'll be a little bit of reality to the ladies of the WNBA what the league looks like without Caitlin Clark. I'm Gresh with a Sports Minute.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, reports shed light on the U.S.'s most unhealthy fast food restaurants. Can you imagine being a CEO or somebody saying, God, please don't have my name on this list?
Can I guess what number one is?
You can.
Is it Wendy's?
Here's Christian Goodwin.
World Atlas reviewing the nutrition data of items at major fast food chains, ranking Wendy's as the most unhealthy. According to the report, those eating a triple Baconator meal with large fries and a medium Frosty are consuming more than 2,100 calories, exceeding most daily limits. A Wendy's rep tells Fox Business, "We are proud to offer a diverse range of fresh, iconic menu options that can be customized to suit our fans' unique lifestyles and preferences." Sonic ranked second with its cheeseburger combos, a medium tots and a large cherry limeade, hitting 1,600 calories and 3,000 milligrams of sodium. Taco Bell in third, followed by Dairy Queen, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Quiznos, McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and Chick-fil-A. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, that may...
You called that one, didn't you?
Yeah, that may have been a deeper dive on either something we covered a little while back, or it may have been another list, but I knew Wendy's with that triple Baconator was pretty brutal. And a groundbreaking drug offering new hope for leukemia patients is now being used at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. The drug is called blinatumomab. It's
sure.
Now a standard.
Very familiar with that.
Yeah, take my word for it. It's now a standard treatment for the most common type of childhood cancer, and medical experts say the drug, which can system fight the cancer, has a success rate of over 96% in kids.
Okay, we were talking about Wendy's and that unhealthy list here. I just have to follow it up with this story. Your eating habits could be affecting how you feel. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. It's no surprise what you eat can affect how you feel, but research suggests poor eating habits may increase the risk of depression in certain individuals. Dr. Holly Jones, an associate professor at the Ohio State University College of Nursing, says premenopausal women ages 40 to 50 who consume ultra-processed foods could be more vulnerable to developing the disorder. Jones says other factors that may play a role include not getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night and lack of exercise. To help ward off depression later in life, Jones recommends thinking more about a plant-based diet and avoiding ultra-processed foods. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, new study showing that the health of American children has been on a steep decline. I don't think this comes as any real surprise to a lot of folks. Adults are now much better with life expectancy, lagging behind other high-income countries. Alexandria Hoff looks into how tech companies are looking to spark a change.
People need to know how healthy they are right now. And some of these increasingly popular tools are using the morbid as motivation. One of those would be an app called Death Clock. It predicts the date of one's demise through AI and user-submitted health markers. According to the CDC, life expectancy for a U.S. woman is 81. It's 75 for men. These numbers still lower than pre-pandemic levels. Now, these companies, they want to help people take preventative control. Function Health is another example. It's a longevity-focused company that analyzes over 100 biomarkers to reveal a user's true biological age.
4:45, News Radio 92.3. Yes, it is time for Austin. He's in with all the weather and local traffic together you can absorb this afternoon.
I sure am, yes.
Give it to him.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. And let's see, looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty uneventful first hour. Let's keep it that way, please. We do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. There is some congestion developing on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's to be expected this time every afternoon. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 79 tonight. The weekend could see some pop-up showers, but highs are going to creep up, hitting 93 on Sunday.
I think the operative word today is probably rain. If you just buy into that one. Heavy rain brings flood dangers to some parts of the country. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean's back with the Fox weather forecast.
Flash flooding will be a risk for a few areas across the country this weekend, including the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southern Appalachians, where weeks of rain has compounded any threat of more wet weather. A tropical disturbance moving into Louisiana, bringing the potential for heavy rain and flooding, while some stronger storms will impact the Midwest and the Great Lakes Saturday and Sunday. Heat and humidity making it uncomfortable out across the Intermountain West, the Lower Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, three crypto bills have passed the U.S. House with a broad bipartisan support. One of them is on the way to the president's desk as we speak after a major holdup over fears of a central bank digital currency situation. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
One bill that passed the House has already passed the Senate. It creates U.S. stablecoins backed by the U.S. dollar. There were fears among some conservatives this really put us on a path to a central bank digital currency, even though one of the other bills that passed is literally called the Anti-Central Bank Digital Currency Surveillance Act. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is confident a so-called CBDC will not come to be out of these three bills.
The second your government does that, the traditional banking system is at risk. Because you will suddenly have the government issuing bank accounts and all the rest of the stuff. That is not an American value.
The other bill that passed, the Clarity Act, establishes which crypto can be considered a commodity versus a security. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed today, with the Dow falling more than 140 points, the S&P 500 down 1 point, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq gained 10. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage rose slightly for the second straight week. Freddie Mac's reporting the long-term rate ticked up to 6.75% from 6.72%. The Republican-controlled House advanced a bill that cuts roughly $9 billion from public broadcasting and foreign aid, that bill now heading to President Trump's desk for signature. CBS announced that it will be ending The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and retire that Late Show franchise in May of next year. CBS says that the move to cancel the show was a purely financial one. Crude oil futures for August currently sit above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Let me tell you something, Austin. I think we're going to hear a lot more from the case dealing with Hunter Biden coming up here in the future. A perfect example here. Hunter is pushing back against allegations that he was a de facto chief of staff to former President Biden. Well, Madison Allworth going to try to explain herself on this one.
Well, he's saying that it's not true. And he says that he had to stay away from his dad, which devastated him. President Biden also stayed away from the White House. According to the RNC, he spent 40% of his time in office outside of the office. And let's also not forget that he made the unprecedented move of issuing an unconditional pardon of Hunter Biden of past and future crimes during his last days in office. So the claims that Hunter was like a chief of staff were made by Jake Tapper during an interview with Katie Couric in May. She asked him if Hunter's involvement in his dad's presidency was bizarre.
And Peacock is raising its subscription rates by $3 a month. The streamer from NBC Universal has been a huge success thanks to its hit reality series Love Island and expects a lot more viewers when the NBA season begins this fall. Starting next Wednesday, Peacock subscriptions are going to go up $3 to $10.99 a month with ads and $16.99 a month without.
All right, Jerome Powell back in the news here. Of course, he's the Fed Reserve Chair. He's defending the Fed's headquarters renovation project while the Justice Department investigates possible cost overruns. Lydia Hu has the details on News Radio 92.3.
This is coming from calls from Congressman Ana Paulina Luna. She's referring this to the DOJ, and she specifically wants them to look at Powell's comments to Congress because she says that Powell perjured himself when he made representations about these cost overruns. So that's why she's asking the DOJ to get involved. Spending on the renovations of the building has absolutely surged, reaching $2.5 billion, $700 million over budget. And Powell is now coming out in defense. He's responding to the accusations of mismanagement in a letter writing this, quote, "We have taken great care to ensure the project is carefully overseen since it was first approved by the board in 2017. The project has been subject to budget approval each year by the board members since then."
And the White House is using declining gas prices as evidence of President Trump's energy agenda taking effect. It comes after AAA said in a news release that the price of a gallon of gas had dropped to $3.16, marking the lowest seasonal gas price since 2021. A White House spokesperson touted the achievement, saying, quote, "Prices at the pump keep dropping thanks to President Trump unleashing American energy."
A major energy merger cleared a big hurdle here today. Janika Sola has more.
Chevron has closed its merger with Hess after an international arbitration panel dismissed claims from ExxonMobil that could have derailed the deal. The ruling from the International Chamber of Commerce in Paris dismissed Exxon's claim to oil-rich property in Guyana based on a deal from more than a decade ago, and there is no appeals process. Chevron plans to nominate John Hess, the longtime Hess CEO, to its board. Chevron CEO Mike Wirth says it's unfortunate that Hess's employees and shareholders were put through such an extended timeline. He says it should have been resolved quicker and the outcome was never in doubt. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
She's One in a million, girl. There you go. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. It is 4:55, five away from five. The weekend is just mere minutes away. I can see you. You're ready for
it. We can taste it.
Before we get into the look at the traffic and weather here a second, I just want to remind everybody, we checked earlier today, 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo officially underway. Over on Dauphin Island today. It's the largest fishing tournament in the world with over 3,000 anglers. 75,000 people will attend this event this weekend. Mm. So, weather, Austin, can you substantiate worth of that?
I'll see. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. Let's see. Looking at the roads here first, we got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also got some, just a little bit, on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And still got those issues on Garden Street traveling eastbound towards Barrancas. Last notable spot is I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 79 tonight. The next couple days may have some rainfall, but highs are going to be creeping up in the process. Saturday is currently listed at 91, Sunday's at 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Question before I give you this story here, have you ever been caught doing something wrong?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. This is
maybe not this way.
I'm setting this up. I'm framing this story because somebody and some people got caught.
If you've been on the internet, you probably know where we're going with this.
A kiss cam at a Coldplay concert revealing an apparent adulterous relationship between a high-tech CEO and the company's HR chief. A lot of companies won't like this. Alexis McAdams has the details for us.
The two quickly ducked out of view, or they tried to. The woman even threw her hands on her face trying to hide her identity. But it was too late. That's not how the internet works. These sleuths identifying the duo as Andy Byron, the CEO of the company named Astronomer, and his chief human resources officer, Kristen Cabot, the head of HR. Cabot is reportedly recently divorced, but Byron appears to be married, or at least he was. According to reports, his wife removed her married name from her Facebook page before she just deleted it altogether. The internet cannot get over this viral clip. If you look at your feed, this is all you're going to see.
Yeah, Chris, I told you, and listen, I'm not trying to give cheaters any strategies. I'm just saying, if you are going to cheat and you get caught on a cam like that, just act like a normal couple. Don't give people a reason to be suspicious. I told you, that's what the Coldplay lead singer said. These people are either having an affair or they're very shy. That is what he said, because that's how it looked.
Well, he speaketh the truth.
Yeah, I mean,
what can I say about that?
Crime didn't pay for idiots.
Another thing blasting across the airwaves today, and you might have heard about it. If not, I hope I'm giving you the first shot at this thing. CBS has canceled Colbert, the Colbert Show. It's all done for. CBS saying this is a financial decision. Democrats saying it's a conspiracy. Can you believe this one? Christian Goodwin has more.
CBS revealing The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will end its run in May of next year. Colbert breaking the news to his audience Thursday, noting he won't be replaced and the show is just going away, adding he's grateful for his time in the chair. Colbert taking over The Late Show in 2015, known as a vocal critic of conservatives in the Trump administration. In a statement, CBS calls Colbert irreplaceable, explaining this is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night, adding it is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Lilo and Stitch has become the first Hollywood movie of the year to cross the $1 billion mark. Disney announced yesterday that the live-action remake of the popular animated film has made over $400 million at the domestic box office and nearly $600 million overseas for a worldwide total of over $1
billion. A daredevil whose feats push the bounds of human ability has died in a tragic accident. Lauren Green reports from New York City.
Known for his supersonic leap more than a decade ago from 24 miles above the Earth, 56-year-old Felix Baumgartner died Thursday in a crash much closer to terra firma along the eastern coast of Italy. The Associated Press reports that Italian firefighters responded to a paraglider that crashed into the side of a swimming pool in the city of Porto Sant'Elpidio, whose mayor confirmed his death. In 2012, the Austrian-born Baumgartner astounded the world when he traveled high into the Earth's stratosphere in a helium balloon. Wearing a pressurized suit, he then jumped, free-falling from an altitude of nearly 128,000 feet, breaking the sound barrier. In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Okay, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.